I'm going to give you just three verses. I want to share something that I've enjoyed quite a bit over the last couple of years. And hopefully, I trust, it will be useful to each and every one of you. But I want to use an analogy to help you remember it. So just take it as an analogy. It's nothing more than that. It's just a figure to help you remember it. I enjoy sitting by a campfire. I'm not great at making them, but I enjoy watching somebody else that's good at it and then enjoy the fruit of their labor. But basically, when you create a campfire, I know the idea, right? So somebody wads up some newspaper or whatever they've got, some basic newspaper, sets it down as a base layer, and then they add a few more, maybe a little tighter, then some thinner twigs and kind of make a little tent over top, and then maybe some thicker logs over top of that. And usually, at least the most of the campfires I've been around, the bigger logs are left on the side for a while until the blaze gets going. And then, once it's nicely, is there an expert in here that can fix my, the analogy won't matter for the point. You want to fix the fire idea? Somebody here is an expert on it? That'd be fine if you were. I've made three or four, but I've watched them a lot more than that. So you get this nice thing already, and then we never, when we went camping, had big can of lighter fluid and a long flamethrower and anything like that. We usually just had a box of matches, but you know, the long lighter things, they work pretty nicely. So you've got to get something to get the heat going, and you start not with the big logs on the side, right? You start with the little wadded up newspaper, get the easiest ignite stuff going, and then the bigger, and then the bigger, until you're ready to put the logs on the blaze. Are we done with the beautiful campfire? There's one more element that to me is essential, and it's somebody else there to enjoy it. If it's not essential, you can enjoy a campfire all by yourself. Sometimes it's beautiful to enjoy the solitude, and that's a nice way to enjoy a campfire. But sure, a lot nicer. If there's at least one other person there, sit down with you and enjoy it. I want to give you the three elements in the Word of God of enjoying fellowship with God. There's three. One will correspond to carefully building the fire. One will correspond to getting it into a blaze, and the third is sitting down with somebody else and enjoying it. The first, building the fire, getting it all set up, this is 2 Timothy chapter 2. The verse you probably memorized, at least I suspect some of you have memorized it. It's 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Study, or strive diligently, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I'm going to start on the back side of it and give you another figure. Rightly dividing the word of truth means cutting according to the pattern. What was Paul's occupation besides apostle? Now, I've spent 15, 20 minutes researching. I'd love it if you could give me some real good quality of how they made tents in the first century. Well, I couldn't find it. So some of you have better skills than I have, or more time, or been willing to put the time into it. I'd love to know how they make tents. So here's how I visualize it, because I couldn't find the actual method. If you have a nice piece of leather or other material, and it's expensive, and you want to work it into a tent, do you stop and start kind of just hacking it apart and getting your pieces and then sewing them together and seeing what happens? I assume not. I assume it's like, how many here have sewn some article of clothing? A reasonable number. Not that it was great, but something we've done. That's about where I'm at. But if you have a pattern, right, it's all laid out to maximize the fabric. Right? So if you want to get it all to fit together nicely when you're done, the dimensions are all laid out on there. And if you're going to end up with a product that looks good when you're done, you have to cut along the pattern. And that is what this is. When it says rightly dividing the word of truth, it means cutting along the pattern, sticking with the lines of the master designer of the tent or of this book that we each have in our hands. It means that we follow along with his design in the Word of God. second part of this I wanted to call your attention to, and that is the strive diligently. That word has to do with speed, getting there, not really quickly. I don't think that's the real idea behind it. The real idea behind it, let me illustrate it with, earlier this week we took about a 12 and a half hour car drive, and I think we made three stops that were maybe 10 minutes apiece or less, and as short as we possibly could. So we made sure we pulled into like a service area instead of off the road and sat down at a nice meal. And no, you pulled in and you tried to get gas, use the restroom, and if it was a meal time, which one of them was, get the food as quickly as possible, get out the door and get back in the car. And that is the idea of speed. Not 95 miles an hour or anything like that. Speed limit nicely kept to or very close there too. But the idea was not getting distracted, not sliding off into other things, not kind of going off and having a little sightseeing time. And I think that that's the sense of this study here. It's striving diligently, but the idea is don't let anything get in the way. There's a focus to what's going on, and so it's very important to be focused, to take care of all the detail, and then it says to show thyself, what's the next three words? Approved unto God. Jim Elliot called that getting his AUG, approved unto God. That's the degree he wanted. It was his AUG, it's approved unto God. But I think that the really important part here is it's not approved unto anybody else. Studying the Word of God, picking up the Word of God, is vitally important for all of us, and it's vitally important to not let other things get in the way, not to distract us. It's really important to stick to what God said and not bring our ideas into it, stick to His pattern, not bring our own thoughts and feelings and all that into the Word. Just take what the Word says, but it's to be approved unto God, not to look good to anybody else, not even to have better, happier feelings. It's to be approved unto God. It's to enjoy His Word, dig into His Word, because we want His approval. So that's the first element, kind of laying out the fire, if you will. The second is found, getting the fire going, the analogy, is found in Psalm 1. You probably could find other verses that would give the same principle, but it's in Psalm 1. And verse 2. Psalm 1 verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. I want to call your attention to two parts of that. First one is delight. I've literally laughed out loud, I don't know, probably dozens of times, but certainly many times in the last year or two when I've been reading my Bible. Why would I laugh out loud when I'm reading my Bible? I don't read one of those comic versions.
You saw something that you've never seen before?
And it's incredible. It's right there, and it is beautiful. I mean, literally, thankfully, there's nobody around. There's nobody around, but you see it, and it's beautiful what's in God's Word. It's there to delight in. And it's not that we pick up and we study very diligently because somebody's going to give you a quiz on it. It's not that. We're carefully preparing this study of God's Word and doing it diligently and not letting other distractions, because it's a gift from God to us to ultimately enjoy fellowship with Him. That's the point behind it all. And so when He shares something with us, we delight in it. There is genuine delight and picking up God's Word. And then I've shared before, but I've only enjoyed it recently, just within the last few months, when it says there, in His law that He meditate day and night. That word meditate or ruminate, or part of the word means to murmur. And when you murmur, you're letting something go through your system. Most people murmur to complain, right? that this kind of murmuring is bringing the matter back up again to go over and all over again. When you were young, did you ever murmur and complain over and over and over again about the same thing your mom and dad just keep bringing it up and just kind of, or with your brother or sister, just keep bringing it up, and usually that was not a good thing, right? But this murmuring is to bring it back up and go back over it, to ruminate on it, to consider it, and that's the meditation that's here. And so, when God gives us something in His Word, when we're studying it, and it doesn't make sense, let it go back over and over in the mind, and delight in it. It's God's Word. And that's like the match or the starter or whatever you want to use to the lighter to get the fire going. Then you've got that nice blaze. And we're missing the third thing. What's the third thing? We've got study, like carefully laying out the fire. We've got delighting in and meditating on, like getting the fire going. And the third was somebody to enjoy it with. And so if the first was diligence and the second one was delight, I'll give you a third D if it helps to remember it. And it's direction, the direction we're looking. And so that's the third and final one in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. You could probably use quite a few different verses to illustrate this, but this is one I really enjoy. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. I enjoy sometimes, I enjoy often really, if I'm in a larger crowd and I notice some distance away from me seeing my wife talking to somebody with a big smile on her face, sometimes sort of like at the dinner table and there's a conversation going on, I enjoy seeing her just smiling across the table, not even at me. Looking at and enjoying this person that I've been known for 30 and a half, 31 years, I guess, and been married to for 28. Just a pleasure to be in her company. And I suppose over the last 28 years, we've gotten a little more like each other, hopefully mostly in good ways. Not everyone has. But the large majority, I think, are good ways, where we've become more like one another, just around one another. When we're in the presence of the Lord, when we're around Him, when we're picking up His Word, there's other things, there's obedience and so on, but it's just vital. When we're in His presence, we're looking on Him, we are changed. It doesn't say it should be changed, it doesn't say try to be changed, it doesn't say make a great big effort to be changed, it says are changed. When we're in His presence, enjoying Him, studying His Word with diligence, meditating on it, letting it go through our minds, and just being with Him, we're changed into His image and glory. So those three elements, I would encourage you to consider and develop in your life by just simply practicing them. To be diligent and not letting any distractions come in. Enjoy more, just simply enjoying His Word and letting it go through your mind constantly and just being in His presence. Enjoying who He is, looking at it in the Word of God, looking at what He's like. And as you do, and as you let that fill your mind without trying, you are changed in some way.